Yeah, that is pretty close.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. This is Kim, and I'm back.
All right.
Have we have Don or Nancy join us?
Everybody's here.
Great. Okay. Well, welcome, welcome. I am so excited to have you all here, and I love it, the fact that you are 13, which is the number of women. It's the number of the goddess. So just know that on those Friday the 13th, that's really is a celebration of the goddess and bringing forth the wisdom of women.
Yeah.
And it's not what we have been led to believe. So the first thing I want to say is about the star six, which is your mute key if you don't have a mute button on your phone. And if you have something happen or there's background noise or whatever, you can use that star six to mute, and then you have to star six to unmute. So if we start, if I call on you and I don't hear you, I will ask you if you're on mute, just so you know. So that's the basic thing. I do want you to know that every class is recorded, and according to our bridge company, until further notice, these classes will be available to you for you to listen to for 3 weeks. So you're welcome to go in at any time, and I will send out all that information to you tomorrow so that you can go back and review, fill in your notes or anything that you want to do. And then after that, starting in December, or maybe November, depending on how fast I move, I'm posting a new website. And on that website, under the Mystery School, there will be a student gate that you will, and I'll give you a code, and you'll be able to go into the student gate, put in your student code, and those classes will actually be available to you for 6 months for you to go back and listen to. So that's
Kim?
That piece.
Kim, can I interrupt you a second?
Yes.
Can we get everyone to mute? Because I'm hearing somebody breathing really loud, and it's hard to hear you.
Okay. Yes. If there's is that, or we can if you know, and you, we are going to have to get used to our microphones and that kind of thing too. So thank you for saying that. Okay. I'm just wanting to get the technical stuff, and then even though I know you all went around and introduced yourself, I didn't get to hear that. So we'll come back and do some introductions and some classes. So the protocol, because I didn't get these workbooks out to you until last night, I'm sure you have all sat down and read everything thoroughly. Ha-ha. When we talk, this is Kim. And then you talk, keep it brief to the point. Please try not to talk over each other. If there's long periods of silence, I will call on you. I have been known to do that, mostly because I want to hear your opinion, your experience. And I know if you're thinking something or concerned about something or have a question, that somebody else in the group does have a similar thing going on. So it's important that as we get to know each other, that you feel comfortable and you can speak up and say what's on your mind and what's in your heart. Okay, so this month, just a reminder, it is in your notebook on page I-4 that we are having class, obviously tonight, October 18th and October 25th. And the November and the December dates are there, and I will get out the January on dates to you just as soon as I figure that out, of course. Now, anybody have any questions about anything technical going on with the classes?
Or
hello?
Kim?
Yes.
Yeah, no, this is Donna. No, it's all coming across real clearly for me.
Good, 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 good. All right, then. Some of you did have questions about the retreat, and I want to cover that briefly because, you know, planning and sorry, I'm going to turn that off. Planning and budgets and all that kind of thing are certainly a consideration for everyone. And because some of you have children, and so that school schedule is a consideration, summer schedules, I'm actually considering doing the retreat in May. And if you have difficulties with that, please let me know. I know that there's a holiday in May, and I usually try to do retreats over summer solstice, and that has offered some difficulties for those of you that have children. So I'm looking at May. It would be towards the beginning of May, and it would be a five-day middle, you know, Monday through Friday kind of thing, probably here in Colorado, because I know the retreat centers here, and I've got a good price going, and we're still in negotiations. And that way you could, if you wanted to fly in early and spend some time and sightsee and that kind of thing, you could, or stay late. So know that that is in the works. I should have something to you by next week. If you have any considerations or concerns, please email me or call me and let me know, because I want to take everybody's considerations, you know, and as I'm working on this, because this is for all of us. Some people have asked me if it is important that you attend the retreat, and it is. It is a part of the class. It's a continuation of the class. It's the intensive. It's where you really get to practice with each other, and really your skill level, particularly on the intuitive side, the healing side, will amp tremendously by having that time together to be in class and to work. I already have a couple of other healers scheduled that are going to come in and do some pretty amazing stuff with all of you. And so it is, if there's any way we can work it out that you can be there, and that's why some of you wanted to budget it. If you want to budget it and me be your bank, I do have a special checking account set up for those funds, and we'll figure out how much it is, and you can, we can take monthly amounts off your credit card or whatever you want to do, and so that money will be set aside for you for May. I'm trying to make this as comfortable for everybody as possible. So I think that's all the technical stuff that we have, that I have right now. And for those of you that are on the cell phone, we are not getting any background noise off your cell phone, so that's a really great thing. So I tell you what, there is a couple things that I know that you went around and said who you were and where you lived, and I also want to add to that kind of what your hope for is. I'm having trouble with English today. Please forgive me. What your desire or why you are taking this class, or something about why you're here in this particular group. And after we have introductions, I'm going to tell you about formatting, and then we're going to get into the material. And there, know that there will always be one, if not two, meditations and practices during class. By the way, all of you except two of you had your meditation CDs sent out yesterday, so you should have those in the next couple of days. I know that many of you already meditate. You have your own method. They work really well for you, and I would like for you to at least go through the meditation CD. There may be some tools in there that you're not familiar with, and I do teach from that format, and so I will be using some of that language about grounding and protection and blue light and all those kinds of things. So I would like for you at least to be familiar with that that particular process of meditation, and we can talk more about that later. Okay, everybody come back from mute so we can have a little chat here. And is somebody ready to talk, or do you want me to call on all of you?
I'm
you
ready.
Calling
you
us?
Donna.
Okay, Donna, you get to go first.
Well, I'm sitting here scribbling some notes about Kim's question about why I'm joining this group. And I primarily, it's because I have a sloppy spiritual practice. I have one aspect of me that is a believer and another aspect of me that dodges it. And so I wanted rules and a group to practice by and with, and that's why I'm here.
Excellent. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
I'm actually just going to go down the list here, so that's what I'm going to do. It's going to make it easy this time around. Terry, you're next.
Hi, I'm Terry, and like I said, I'm from Greeley here in Colorado, and I just knew I was supposed to do this. It felt totally right, and for once in my life, I can commit for a whole year. Usually I can't even commit to next month, and I'm going, wow, I think I can even do 4 years' worth. So I'm very excited about this. I want magic in my life, and I'm going to recall it all. So that's what I'm here for.
Excellent. Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Okay, Miss Ronnie.
Hi, I'm Ronnie, and again, I'm from Esko, Minnesota, which is just south of Duluth. And I guess I want to grow in my spirituality, and I don't think I found Kim by chance. I think it was meant to be, so I'm here because I'm meant to be, and I'm excited.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Miss Dawn.
My name's Dawn. I'm from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And I wanted to take this class. Well, for one, I'm really excited there's a mystery school in the United States because I thought I was going to have to go to England. So that's good. Well, I really want an even deeper spiritual connection, and I really want to enhance my intuitive abilities.
Great. Thank you. And I'm glad you didn't have to go to England, too. Although maybe we'll all go to England. Who knows? Okay, Miss Darcy, you're next.
Hi, I'm Darcy. I'm in Thornton, Colorado, and I'm really taking this goal because I miss spending all my time with Kim that I used to do, and I work with a bunch of just weird people, and I don't have a lot of female friends, and so I thought this would just be a great time just to have some, you know, whim time.
Excellent. Well, welcome, welcome. Okay, Miss Bonnie.
I knew you were going to call on me. I'm Bonnie, and I'm from Pleasant Hill, California, and I love Kim's work. I've been working with Kim for several years now. She's very, very special to me, and I'm like so many of you, I knew I had to take this class, and she's been talking about it for over a year, and that's why I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you. Actually, tell you the truth, Bonnie, I've been talking about this for 20 years.
Well, you've only been talking to me about it for a year, so.
Yeah, it's been on the plate, so thanks. Dale.
Hi, I'm Dale. I live in Madison, Wisconsin, and like a lot of the rest of you, I just felt like this was exactly right. I did the summer school, and that was wonderful, and I'm really excited. So thank you, Kim.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being here. Okay, Miss Courtney, who's staying at Hooters?
Ah, yes, at the Hooters Hotel. I think I might need salvation after having to be there 3 days. I'm here for actually a lot of reasons, but I would say one of the primary reasons is that I don't go for organized religion at all. I think in many cases I have certain biases that it has completely misconstrued or completely corrupted the true spirituality. And so I have to go outside of that realm to get to a spiritual connection. I would also say that because I'm looking outside of the traditional venues for that, coming to a place like this is going to help me find other like-minded people. And I'm also a Reiki master and going into a life path where a part of what I do will be healing. And I think that I have to really clean out everything for me and be a nice, clear vessel of light with no smudges on it before I go heal others. So that's why I'm here.
Excellent. Thank you, Courtney. Thank you. Miss Nancy. Nancy? Are you there? We lost her. Okay. Miss Dana.
Oh, my goodness, how do I follow all this? Everybody has said it so succinctly and so wonderfully, but really I have been searching for a long time to find sisters of like mind who feel the same way. I actually have been introduced to Kim through a mutual friend named Carrie, and it's just been wonderful. Ever since I've found this, it has been an answer to prayer. It really has been, because I have been – I'm not real disciplined in what I do. I mean, I kind of go here and go there. And I have been in school, I've graduated, and I just kind of been, in a way, kind of floundering, finding my path, what I'm supposed to do. But I know I'm supposed to be in healing work. And anyway, it's been hard, even though I live in Oklahoma. Okay, I'll put that in. I live in Oklahoma, which is in the middle of the Bible Belt. And so it's been really hard to find people that are who feel the same way that I do, who, you know, have the same outlook on things, and I've just been waiting, knowing that there has to be something else out there, and so this has just really been providential that it's just happened. So I believe it's meant to be. So I'm really excited about this, to find people. And it's everybody from all over. It's not just one space. It's like all over the United States. Everybody is connected. And I think this is absolutely wonderful. I'm very excited about it.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Ms. Shilpa.
Hi, I'm Shilpa. I'm from Los Angeles. And I'm a writer. And I want to take this class because I want to strengthen my connection to the universe. I've been asking for a lot. It hasn't fallen into place, and I need to understand why. I want to strengthen my core so when my book is published, I'm not I'm strong, whatever happens, and my intuition and the ease. My writing, I want things to come to me. I don't want to have writer's block. I want things to come to me. So, connection.
Excellent. Thank you. You know, I will see if I can get my magic wand fixed that my kids broke because I overused it on them, and so I can bonk you on the head with it and clear your writer's block.
I was just giving me a publishing offer.
There you go. That would be it. Okay, Ms. Sonal.
I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the reason I'm taking this class is my sister actually introduced me to him, and, you know, I'm actually new to sort of the spiritual journey and excited to tap into this, excited about the possibilities and trying to be kind of more present and looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. And Ms. Carol.
I am from Warrensburg, Missouri, and I would say that I could take a piece of what everyone has said so far and why I'm here. I just know that I have a lot to learn, and I know there's teachers everywhere, and so I'm open to learning, and that's how I guess I arrived here today.
That's great. We're glad to have you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Nancy, did you make it back?
Yes, I just didn't know how to unmute, but I'm fine.
Oh. Okay, you figured it out.
Okay. Nancy, I'm from New York. I mean, I'm here because I was meant to be, and I'm very happy for this.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Well, again, all of you, I cannot tell you how excited I am, because this truly has been my path, and you all are helping me birth this new mystery school. And I am, and by the way, there are a lot of mystery schools in this country, and they're from a lot of different traditions. I actually did a Google search, and there's a tremendous amount of mystery schools. Jean Houston probably has the most well-known and the most popular and the most expensive mystery school, and then they're all over. There's Toltec, Celtic, Mayan, Native American from a lot of the different tribes. So there is quite a variety, and I am the newest one on the block. This is the newest one, and a very different format, because all the other schools that I could find are definitely physical attendance, doing 3 to 4 intensives a year with phone work in between. So we'll see. We'll explore this and see how it fits for all of you. If you have your material in front of you, I want to go over just a couple of things, just to highlight them as resources for you. One, of course, is the CD, which, like I said, you'll be getting in the next couple of days. If you go to Chapter 2, where it says utilizing your intuitive skills, one of the things that we're going to do with these two chapters, and actually there's more to Chapter 1 than you have received, and you will get that later, is we're going to go back and forth with this information. So we'll be doing some more spiritual development, and then we'll be doing intuitive development, and we'll go back and forth because they do fit together and support each other. So in this Chapter 2, if you'll go to the second page, it says chakras and psychic abilities. And if you don't have it in front of you, you can just listen along, and it's all very well written out here. There's a this is really basic information as I was taught it. I've added a few things to it, and there's definitely more chakras than we have here. But this is just the basic format for the chakras. And I won't go through them one by one right now because we'll be doing that later, but I did want you to know that this reference is here because I will be referring to this information, and I'll probably just say second chakra, that kind of thing. So I wanted you to know this is here so you can always look and see what's what and come to understand how those energies work and those abilities work together. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that for right now. Because we are women and because of the healing that's going on in the planet right now, the second chakra is really the focus of all the healing. Now, we have different growth cycles that will, the primary chakra will be different, and yet everything right now and probably will for the next 50 years at least be coming back to the second chakra. And it is about creativity, it is about the feminine energy, and it's about the feminine wisdom. So just know that if you have stuff going on in your second, it feels like you're running a lot of energy, you're very emotional, that's because we're doing a lot of work there right now. And we will pay attention to that as we go through this next year. There will be a lot of focus coming back to the second chakra. It is the most wounded chakra. It has had the least amount of healing in the body. All the other chakras had to be, and this is for men and women, all the other chakras had to be healed somewhat first and get it to this core. It is so important, in fact, that we got a new chakra about 8 years ago-ish, and that's the omega, which is listed on this page, and it is more of a mechanical chakra. It sits right at the thighs. It's about basketball size. It's gold, of course. And it is kind of taking the place of or supporting the body while the second chakra is being... Sorry about that. And I didn't turn that off because I wanted to be present for all of... in case any of you called. So we'll just... the omega is there to support the second chakra so that you don't get sick, that you don't end up in bed for a few days while you're healing and still needing to take care of your family and your work and your home and all of the parts of you. So know that those two are working together. When the second chakra is healed, that omega will actually just go away. It will disappear. It will transmute. So I did want you to be aware of that right now. Anybody have questions about either one of those chakras? Oh, you're also smart. Okay. This is going to be a short class. No, I'm just teasing. The next page, C24, is if any of you have had sessions with me, you have heard me say this clearing over and over and over and over. Familiarize yourself with this healing. I use it on myself every day and every client that I talk with, and because it is so comprehensive that even though you say the whole thing, different parts will light up at different times. So if you feel stuck, if you're emotionally jammed up, and we will use this and do this in class, but I want you to know it's here and start using it anytime you want to. If you feel emotionally jammed up, if you're stuck and you can't move energy, if you sit down and you do this healing for yourself, you're going to clean out a whole bunch of stuff really, really fast. Now, it is important that if you're going to do this healing that you have checked your grounding, your connection to the earth, and this is going to be on the CD. I am going to take you through that tonight, that you are grounded and connected to the universe, or you could get kind of ditzy and kind of get out of your body and feel kind of maybe in pieces. So check your grounding, check your universal connection, then you can do this healing. The whole thing maybe takes 5 minutes. I believe in things being short, sweet, and to the point. I know this looks long, but it is so comprehensive. So any questions about off the top about this healing? those of you that have experienced this will notice there are some additional words in there. Okay. Next one. This is connection meditation. It is a very sweet little meditation. If you're feeling kind of lost and alone or overwhelmed or whatever, Spirit gave me this entire meditation in a meditation, said, here, this is our gift to you. Share it with whomever. It really is a very quick way for you to feel connected and loved and supported and get your boundaries back in and all that kind of thing very, very, very fast. And I will also do this with you in class from time to time. It's very sweet. It's another one of those I need an emergency healing kind of meditations. Any questions about this one?
That's a connection meditation?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna make sure I'm on the right page. Okay.
Yes, it's C25.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, great. The next one, the ownership ritual, which is also called the salting ceremony or salting ritual, it's pretty self-explanatory. The one thing I want to say about this is that you only do this about once a year in your home and your property, and it basically is about you telling Spirit that you are dedicating your home and your property or your office or wherever you are doing this as sacred. And that then allows Spirit to step up the protection and the healing energy and everything that they run for us, so that, and it also allows all the divas and the fairies and the birds and the bunny and everyone to know that this is a place of light and love, and only light and love, that no darkness or any other inappropriate energy will be allowed there. So it's a great way to really set the boundaries and set that intention for your home. I do it on Psychic New Year's, and Psychic New Year's is coming up. It's November 1st. It's called Samhain. It's spelled like Samhain, S-A-M-H-A-I-N. It's pronounced Samhain. And so that's when I do this ceremony for my home and my property and my car. And since my office is in my home, it makes it really easy every year. And, of course, we use sea salt because it doesn't bring harm to the earth as rock salt does. I think that's it. Okay. Yes.
This is Courtney.
Yes.
As I read this, it says sprinkle salt across the opening of a drain.
Yes.
So what does that mean? Each drain is crossed with salt. Physically,
okay.
What does that mean?
It's a good question. So we're talking about little bits of salt here. We're not talking about handfuls of salt, okay? So you basically make a cross, like across your sink drain or your disposal or where your laundry drain is, if you can get to it. I know in your house it might be a little tight, because that, again, energetically it seals that opening into your house.
But do you do it so the salt falls down the drain, or do you do
yes.
it with a stopper in it?
No, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
It's more about putting the energy in that. It's acknowledging that this is an opening to your house, and you're energetically sealing that opening from to keep negative energy from coming in.
Okay, one more question. Would you not do that on a toilet as well?
You would, and that's exactly what I was going to say, is I don't think toilet is in here, and you do definitely want to do that in the toilet bowl. Absolutely. Laundry, if any of you have drains in your basements, in the floor drains, actually I had somebody tell me that they when they were energetically checking all of their stuff, they realized that their spigots on the outside of the house, they had to just do it right, kind of, because the spigots go up, but they did it like on the top of the spigot, again, symbolically sealing that spigot so that there wasn't negative energy, you know, coming out of that. Some people have had trouble with, some of you are very, very sensitive to electrical things. And so some of my clients, and you have to be careful with this because salt can cause problems with electrical outlets, but right on the floor underneath the electrical outlet, they just put a little sprinkle of salt in front of each outlet to set that intention that they were sealing that outlet so there wasn't negativity coming through the electrical currents, which is a really, really good idea. A lot of us work with computers. We have TVs. We have stereos. And it's a very easy source for negativity to come through.
Kim, I have a question. This is Dana. Would
yes.
you salt around your monitor? Because I've done that before. Not actually put salt on the monitor, but around it. Not just around the tower, around the outlet, but actually around
right.
the monitor. Is that okay to do that too?
That's okay too. Absolutely.
Okay.
Actually,
just
a little bit,
not too much. Okay.
No, not too much. Actually, what I had one of my clients tell me that she did was she took now I grew up in Missouri, and I should know what this is called. You know those little dishes that you put salt in that you put on the table? There's a name for them. But she put a little bit of sea salt in a little tiny dish and just set it on her desk by her monitor.
They're called salt cellars.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Are.
And so it is, it's a really,
okay.
It's the same, it's honestly, it is this, that throwing the salt over your shoulder comes from the same tradition.
And how long would you keep the salt there for though, Kim? Would
oh,
you
it
throw
just
it out
goes
after
away.
A year?
No, it just goes away. Yeah.
Okay.
Just whenever, okay. you know, now salt will, if you had it in a little, say that word again. Salt
cellar.
Salt cellar.
If you had a salt cellar, a little dish of salt there, pretty soon it probably get crusty depending on where you would live. And also because it's a crystal, it will absorb negativity. So if you're going to put a little dish of salt to absorb negative energy, you do want to, you know, dump that, wash it down your drain. I don't care if you flush it down the toilet or put it down the sink. On a pretty regular basis and put some fresh salt in there because salt, like I said, is a crystal, and crystals absorb negative energy.
Okay.
By the way, while we're on the computer, and because we're all sensitive, there's one other tool that I want to tell you about, and I'm looking for where this information is. There, for those of you that are sensitive to the computers, and I will email this information to you tomorrow, there is a thing called a computer cushion that comes from Hannah Kroger's herb shop in Boulder, and I will, like I said, I'll email their number to you. And I don't know what's in it. I've never cut one open. It works. You put your little tushy on it in your chair, and it keeps. Let me see. How do I say this? The way I say it is that the waves coming off of a computer are basically rectangle, and the waves coming off of your body are basically oval. And these two do not mix well. So as you're sitting in front of a computer screen, you can feel like you're getting bombarded with energy, which you are. You're going to learn a lot of tools to protect yourself from that. I, however, turn on my computer and check my email before I've had my coffee in the morning or while the coffee's making, so I'm not as clear and it's not as protected. And this computer cushion, I've been using one for probably 18 years. It allows me to sit in front of the computer and work and not get tired, not get tired eyes, not get dried mouth, any of that stuff. I swear to you, it's magic. They're about $30. They come in amazing colors, and I will send you, with all this other information, that phone number so that you can order one if you choose from Hannah's Herb Shop. I think that they're just a gift. And for those of you who don't know, Hannah Kroger was this amazing woman. She and her husband came from Germany. They were really they're the grandparents of metaphysical healing in this country and around the world. They have a church, a school, a herb shop. They are both transitioned, but their work continues to be carried on by their children and the people of their community. And they, from a technological standpoint, they invented things and had and used quantum physics 50, 75 years ago that people are still trying to figure out how it works, but it works. So I trust Hannah's products implicitly.
Could I ask one question? This is Courtney.
Yes.
Do you have anything for protecting the computer? Because you will recall when we were doing energy work on me and I was amping, I crashed my old hard drive on my old computer 3 times, and then we actually bought me a new computer, and the brand new computer, I crashed that too, purely by amping while I was around it.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to give you the short answer right now, and we're going to get some tools for that as we go through class, and really in this month, in the next few weeks. All of you, and I'm going to say all of us because I'm included in this group, we're all sensitives. We're high, what's called high-level sensitives. So the electrical currents in our bodies we use for healing ourselves, and we use, many of you are healers, and you use that for healing other people through Reiki, through, you know, your work with animals, through your work with however you do it. Sometimes if we are emotional, particularly angry, we can, without knowing, overamp our own electrical currents in our body, and we will begin to blow equipment. And, of course, now computers are the most common, but I have been known to blow refrigerators, gas stoves, I'm really good at hot water heaters and garage door openers. So it's important, again, the grounding. Yeah, if you want to know if something's broken in your house, just call me. Or if you want to get a new stove, just call me. So the grounding that we're going to do tonight is it's very important for all of us to discharge the built-up energy in our bodies every day. We do that by showering. We do that by taking what's called a goddess walk, which is a 10-minute walk with no cell phone, no dogs, no anything in our hands, and allowing, setting that intent that Mother Earth is taking out of us. She's absorbing out of us the built-up energy in our bodies. We do that with the protection, the certainty blue light. We'll get into all of that. So there are tools that we have so that we're discharging the energy that we hold into our bodies and don't hit our electronics. So that's a short answer, Courtney. And does that help a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions so far?
Yeah, Ms. Bonnie.
Yes.
With that cushion, would that work for any electrical magnetic energy?
Denison.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Now, some people on the computer, they will put it like under their arms so that they have it under their forearms because their arms hurt a lot, and use it that way. It can be used for, you know, anything, when you're watching TV, when you're driving your car, because a lot of the new cars have electronics in them. Yes, it can be used for anything that's going to give off. Well, the electronic signal, the electronic wave is that very harsh rectangular or octagonal shape. So it softens all of that. Good question. Getting a lot of background noise from someone. So whoever's kind of shuffling around, if you can find a space to sit or put yourself back on mute. Okay, any other questions about that? Somebody else was speaking behind Bonnie. You got it? Okay. Last one that I want to bring your attention to is the fire ceremony on page C27. Any of you that, well, here's what I'd say, get off the phone after class and do this tonight. This fire ceremony will clean cruddy energy out of a space faster than anything I have ever seen in my life. It beats a smudge stick hands down 100 times over. I do this after my last client of the week so that my home, because I work in my home, my home becomes my sanctuary, my home again. So I will do this ceremony tonight after class because it's the last official thing that I do this week. I use it if somebody's been, if there's been an argument. I use this when I've been doing any other house clearings or business clearings. I've used this in people's offices. Donna, I'm going to pick on you for just a moment. Donna has a wonderful office. She works, she's a vet. She works with animals. She works with humans. She has a staff. There's other professionals in the building. This would be, if there has been a lot of traumatic clients in, this would be a great way to clear that energy. It's fast. It's 10 minutes. You're done. And I can't say enough about this. I use this. I actually have a little tiny iron skillet and all the things that I carry in a basket so that if I need to go to somebody's home or it's all there for me, if I need to go run downstairs and do it or up here, I did it after my cat was injured. It really resets the energy of your home and clears out any and all negativity.
It feels great.
Yeah.
Especially because my office is 10 feet away from my home, and so there's a tendency to carry the office into the home. Like
oh,
you're
okay.
So this would be really important for me to do before I leave the office and then at nighttime when I get into the house at the end of the week.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if you've had somebody in your home that's been sick, that has taken on whatever that is and they're processing in the form of a physical illness, this is a great way to clear that. Children are very sensitive to external energy. My kids always saw ghosts and all that kind of stuff when they were growing up, and they would come to me and say, I need a fire ceremony, and I'd stop whatever I was doing and do it right then so that you can restore that peace and that comfort. I've done this in homes where babies are teething and it calms them down, which sounds kind of weird, but when they're in that stressed state, they start absorbing all kinds of weird energy. So play with this. Use this. It's an incredible tool. And you'll notice as you look at this that all the and Chinese healing, all the elements are represented here too. You have fire, water, earth, and air for us, for the more American traditions. And then you have metal, wood. I'm going to blow it here, but all of those Chinese elements are also. So it's help me here. It's wood, water,
fire,
air, and metal or ether.
Mm-hmm.
Metal.
Okay, so those are there too. So it really encompasses a lot of different traditions.
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
this
who's
is Dana.
Uh-huh.
What if you're in a situation where you don't have the freedom to do a fire ceremony because where you work, it's not going to be acceptable or accepted, but you're
or
there.
Or might set off the sprinkler system?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Yeah,
yes.
You might. But for other reasons, it's not accepted. It's not actually your, I mean, it's, I work in a doctor's office and this would not be accepted from where
okay.
He's coming from, but I'm around sick people all the time and it needs to be done. What can I do to help the atmosphere there? What can I do?
Okay,
I
that's
can't burn incense. I can't do a lot of stuff.
Right. There is a stone called blue kyanite.
Ah, yes, I have some. Okay.
Okay, take
uh-huh.
it to work.
Uh-huh.
Just wave it around in the air.
Okay.
Okay, blue kyanite is an amazing stone because it does transmute negative energy into positive energy. And it will clear a space, and I use it when I cannot use a fire ceremony. And if you can get a grandmother stone, which is a large one, so it's going to be a longer piece, a bigger piece. It may take you a while to find it, but just ask Spirit to provide you with a grandmother stone or a grandfather stone. And really, you can use that very well. You might even want to make a mineral essence, so distilled water, and you can buy a blue kyanite essence and so that you can spray that in the office. You can
okay.
also, if they
okay.
they probably wouldn't like the smell, so you're going to want to stick to flower essences and mineral and crystal and stone essences as opposed to things, to the oils, because the oils will have a smell.
Right.
But you can use that to clear that space.
Okay, thank you, because that's affecting me. It's beginning to affect me, and I've noticed that, and I'm coming home with it, and I don't need to be. So okay.
The other thing, if you could do something, and then the doctor's office may also already have a water feature, but if it doesn't, I would say, you know, it'd be really nice to have a water feature in here. And
okay.
then you can also use that to help clear the energy.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Anybody have any other suggestions for a condition like that where you can't do fire?
There is a clearing a space prayer that I have.
Who's this?
This is Donna.
Uh-huh.
That uses the violet flame of Saint Germain and the gold light of heaven to cleanse and clear.
Okay.
And that I don't know if that's included in your materials, but I'd be happy to share that with anybody who wants it. That's something that you can do without words, and it's been really powerful for me in cleansing and clearing a space when I can't
Thank
do something
you.
Like this.
Donna, would you send me that, email that to me, and I will then get it out to everyone? Because I don't think it's in this any place in this packet, and a lot of my materials.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Until we get our new computer up, it'll get to you a lot faster by snail mail.
Okay.
I'll put it in the mail to you.
Okay, then I'll scan it in and get it out to everyone as soon as I can.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I had forgotten all
Thank
about
you.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Any comments about these resources that are here at hand? All right, Wims. Let's go back to chapter one.
Kim, this
yes.
is Donna again. From a veterinary perspective, I think it's timely. This morning I was on the phone talking to another intuitive healer about all the itchy dogs we're seeing in October. It's like a epidemic, which is
yes.
really unusual, people seeing this. And the animals are just tearing themselves up. And what we're suspecting is that they're picking up toxic energy from the people and from a lot of attachments and entities.
Okay.
And they're pressing it through their skin. So we're trying to make a list this morning of ways, of things we can give to our clients to help them keep the animals clear, and this would be grand. This would be wonderful to
yes.
put an animal in the room and use the fire ceremony.
And you all are welcome to share this material, and that any of those things that are copyrighted, which everything is, so if you want to photocopy it off and share it with people, you go right ahead.
Great, thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you for that, because I've been itching like a mm-mm all month.
Yeah,
and
it's awful.
And I don't itch, so I have thought, at first I thought I got fleas. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Okay.
Can I have that list of things, too, for my own body?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, any other questions or comments? Gosh, you're all so quiet in the beginning. Just wait a couple more weeks, and you'll all be talking my ear off. All right. This part, the spiritual part, I have spent my entire life, really, looking at becoming whole and how that works and what works and what doesn't work, and really exploring how we know who we are and how we know that we're doing the right thing in the world and how we know all of those kinds of things, how we make choices. And when I went to coaching school, the very first thing that they do in the coaching process is connect you and do a values evaluation and have you look at your values. And I began to understand that really, truthfully, if we're not living by our values, all kinds of things happen to us. Mostly we're unhappy and depressed, and then we take drugs and you know where that goes. And so as I began working with this more and more and doing my values list, all kinds of things started happening. I got happier, decision-making got simpler, I was attracting better people into my life, better men into my life, all kinds of things. So, and sitting with Spirit and looking at the foundation for this particular mystery school, because I knew it was more than just teaching the psychic stuff. There's a lot of schools that teach the healing and psychic tools. I realized that it was my path is to help people get to that very core understanding of who they are, so that they can make choices and live fully and wholly and not have that really uncomfortable feeling about their lives every day, or feel like they've done something wrong, or feel like they've said something wrong, when in fact they haven't. So we're going to start at this place, and we're going to take as long as it takes, and it probably won't take you very long because you're all very enthused and you know yourselves well. We are going to start at this place and define these values for yourself. And you are not restricted if you turn over to page 2 and page 3 and page 4. There's a list of values here that I have put together from several different sources. It's not complete, and I know that there's typos in it, and we're getting that taken care of right now. But it's pretty expansive, and the process is really basic. It is about going through – let's go back. Wait a minute. I got ahead of myself because I'm so excited. I apologize. Let's talk about what a value is. And it's defined right there. It's a principle, standard, or quality regarded as worthwhile or desirable. In our case, it's much more than that. It is really about those things that get us out of bed in the morning, those things that make us happy, those things that tell us that we are living right with the world. When people talk about synchronicity, what they're really talking about is that they're living their values. Because when you're living your values, the right things happen. And so some people say, well, you know, I'm living like 3/4 of my values. Good. What about the other quarter? We're so sensitive, and we are in this incredible time of change. And I will talk more and more about that, and I know that a lot of you have a lot of information about the earth changes and the universal changes that we're going through right now. And we will want to share all that information. We are going through this change, and Spirit basically is holding our feet to the fire and saying, you cannot mess around with yourselves. You have to be really clear in your heart. You have to be true to yourselves. You can't say, well, I'm sort of true to myself so that I'm, you know, that's good enough. For those of us that are on the path, that's not good enough. And the way we understand what is good enough and where, so that we can make those choices, because I'm certainly not going to stop drinking champagne, and yet, although I am going to stop drinking almond champagne. Anyway, that's another show.
That's what I'm aware of, yes.
So that if you're choosing to drink champagne, well, I'll put it on myself. If I'm choosing to drink champagne, and I'm already tired, and I already have a little bit of a sore throat because I have been working too hard, I then am very conscious that if I choose that champagne, I know what's going to happen to my body. So I can either choose the champagne and not feel guilty and go, I need to relax, this, it feels right, I'm going to do this, or I can say, you know, I'm going to save that champagne for when I really can enjoy it and savor it. And both choices are right. It's about the guilt. It's about how. It's about not being in judgment with ourselves. And I will tell you, I went years without drinking because my body couldn't handle it. I was very sick. And now if I have guilt about drinking, I have a hangover. If I don't have guilt about drinking, and of course drinking reasonably, if I don't have guilt about, if I fully understand why I'm drinking that glass of wine, it's usually because Courtney serves French wine, and that's my favorite. Anyway, if I am clear about why I'm choosing that wine, there's no guilt and there's no hangover. Does that make sense? Okay. Obviously it did.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. So, coming down this page, and I'm not going to read this material to you because you can all read. There are the two things to consider when you are defining your values. These are really important. One is that there's no should attached to it. You can say, oh, I should be, one of my values should be ecology. Well, then obviously it's not. These are about the things that make your heart sing. These are about the things, as the next one says, that when you say it out loud, it makes you happy. It makes you feel stronger. In one of the healing techniques, you'll hear me talk a lot about repatterning. In repatterning, They talk about something can make you feel stronger, something or something makes you weaker. There's no flat line. There's no middle ground. So when you talk about a value, it either strengthens you or it weakens you. Now, when you're choosing your value, some of them will be like, eh. They'll be in the middle. That's okay. Some of them are in the middle. We're looking for those ones that make you stronger. And I have barking dogs. I apologize. Okay. Does that all make sense to everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Now, we talk about it in other forms, like when we're talking about sensitivities, which is also called food allergies. And we test the body for that particular food. A real simple one when you're using muscle checking. Now, does everybody know what muscle checking is?
Yes.
Is there anybody that doesn't? Please say no if you don't.
No, let me see.
Okay. Muscle checking, and some night I will, or some maybe an extra class or something, for those of you that don't know muscle checking, I will take some time and teach you, because I can actually teach you over the phone. I figured out how. Muscle checking is a way to tell the truth in your body. It's a great little tool. It's very fast. And once you get it, you understand it and you can do it, you can use it to test whether you should take vitamin C or vitamin B. I mean, I'm picking something silly here, but it's a way to really speed up the process of choices when you're not sure what's right for your body, because your body always knows your truth. And you'll hear me refer to muscle checking a lot. So in muscle checking, when you test something like tobacco and you hold the tobacco in your hand and you muscle check for it, for 99% of the population, it will weaken your body. Your arm will go down. You maybe even have a visceral reaction to that tobacco. If you put, let's say, fresh salad greens in your hand and you muscle check, they will actually make your body stronger. It's the same sort of principle. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So let's look at these values. Now, does anybody have any questions about that? Okay. You have 3 pages of various assorted values with possible definitions. These are just some definitions to give you some idea of where we're focused. They are not necessarily your definitions. Don't worry about it. This deciding on your key values, first of all, it's a process. It is not something you're going to do in 5 minutes. Second of all, when you get to something that feels right, you know, circle it. This is a workbook or make other copies or put it on your computer. I don't care. You're going to play with this. You're going to test this. You want to get it down to 10 key values in no particular order, just 10 things that make you, that strengthen you, that make you feel good when you say them. Now, if you get that done between now and next week, you're on target. If you want to begin to take it the next step, go to page C15. You're going to write out the definition of your values. And these are short, 2 to 3 sentences that really grab the essence of that word, that define the essence of that word. So it's not just the word and it's not what's in the dictionary. It's what you feel in your body. Okay, I'm going to take a word that's pretty uncomfortable in our society because this is one of my 10 key values. And I'm going to tell you the story behind this. I was doing my values list with my business coach, a man that I absolutely adore, Rob Berkeley, that lives in Martha's Vineyard. And I'm doing my values list, and I had 9 values, and I had my definitions, and I was feeling really good about this. I couldn't get that 10th value to save my soul. So in the tradition of coaching, I emailed him my values and said, I don't know what this one is. Left it blank. I call him for our appointment. He just starts laughing. I thought he was going to fall out of his chair. He said, Kim, you are the most sensual person I know on this planet. And I was aghast because my perception of sensuality was not, it was simply incorrect. He said, think about how you talk to the world. When you talk about food, you talk about how it tastes and the color and the texture and how it's on the plate. He said, you talk about a blanket, you talk about the color and how it feels and the weave and how it smells. He said, everything in your life is about sensuality. And I thought for a moment after I got over my incredible embarrassment and went, he's right. To me, the world is a sensual place. It's about the feel of the rose petal, not just the smell of the flower. It's about how the colors come together. It's about the how the light plays off the colors, that plays off the plant, that plays off the green that is next to the red brick. In that moment, I understood that that is the way that I perceive the world. So my definition of sensuality is how I experience the world every day. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're going for. The first step is to play with the words, and you may cross things out and add things on and take them off, and you know, you're going to play with this. Remember, we're playing. This is not work. This is the joy of discovery of the truth in your heart. And it is an adventure, and there's going to be lots of healing along the way. There's going to be lots of cleaning out the garbage so that you can feel stronger and stronger and clearer and brighter and happier and more successful. So anybody have any questions, comments, concerns about this?
Kim, this is Donna. Did mm-hmm. I understand you to say that we can add key values to this list as they come to us? Or
oh, yeah, honey.
Okay.
This is a work in progress.
Got it.
Because you may have, there's things that I know are not on this list. And, of course, I'm going to want you to share those with the class so that I can write them down and add them to the list.
Okay.
And you also, again, you want to put your own definitions. So these are just to give you, this is just to give you a place to start.
Got it.
Any other questions? Yes.
This is Terry.
Yes.
I found that as I was writing mine down that I was really strong in some, and some I really desire to do better, and I don't like that wording, but that type of thing. And is that the purpose of all this?
That's a very good point. And Terry, yes, some of your key values, because you haven't been conscious of them, you haven't okay. lived them fully.
Right.
Does that
That's
make sense?
What I was finding. And I thought, oh, I want to strengthen them.
Yes. So part of this is that discovery thing. And this is, again, where we get off kilter, is if we don't really clearly understand what our values are, then how the hell are you going to live them?
Exactly.
How are you going to embrace them every day and look at your day and say, these are the things I want to experience today. I want my day to be filled with sensuality, to be connected to my family, to have one of your key values maybe having a lot of money. But if you are afraid to say, I want to have a lot of money, I want to be very, very, very wealthy and understand why, how are you going to manifest that?
Exactly.
Okay. That's a good point. So, yeah, some will feel like, yeah, I'm really doing this and I'm rocking with this. Now, and some will feel like, I want more of this. On the last page of the key values, this beginner list, it says standards of behavior. Just know that it's here. We're going to talk about that more. And this gets a little confusing and it's a little esoteric. So just know that there are some, when I started my list, I had on my list grace. And as I got into the list, I realized that grace was more a standard of behavior, that I want to walk in grace every day. And that's a little bit different than a value. And it may be a little confusing, so don't worry about it. No one's going to check your list and make sure that you've divided the two. I just wanted you to know that there's two kind of levels of energy that you're working with here. So honestly, you know, Dale, for you, trustworthiness may be a value for me, and for me it might be a standard of behavior. My standard of behavior is going to be that I am trustworthy in every engagement, in everything that I do.
Kim, this is Dale.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have put grace as a value.
Okay. That's
I
fine.
I saw it in the list, and it was, so that's, and because integrity or trust is in both the values and the standard, I think. There was some overlap.
It is. It depends on how you define it, and that's why I just want to say that this is here so that you, as you look at your list, because your list may start out with 20 things,
uh-huh.
and you may go like, well, okay, is this a value going back to the fact that it is something that you have? Values are something that you have to have in your life in order to be whole, in integrity, happy, and you get to define that. What does this value give you? A standard behavior is more of a, and I'm not going to do this really well, and I apologize. It is an intrinsic way that you are that, I don't know if I can, you know what, I'm going to have to really think about this because the differences are so, they're very esoteric. So if somebody comes up with a good differentiation between the two, if you can feel it and explain it, I want to hear it. In the meantime, don't worry about it. Just take your list of values the way you want to take them, because that's really all that matters.
And I can see grace being a value and a standard.
Uh-huh. And they may be. And like I said, it may be a standard for one person and a value for someone else. So just stick with your values, enjoy them, play with them, define them, and make sure, again, that you can feel them internally and that you can say them, that they slide off your tongue, that they're not, you don't choke on them when you're saying them. Good point. Anybody else have any questions or concerns? Okay. Well, Wims, I think it is time for meditation. So your last chance to ask questions or express concerns before we go into meditation?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes. Who's this?
We get together next week. Do we need to share what we've learned over the past week? I mean, are we going to be talking about our values? Or
we are going to be talking our values. We're going to be talking about our values for several weeks here.
Okay.
And you are also tomorrow, I am going to do a preliminary matching up, partnering up, that will be available to all of you, and I'll do that, and I'll send it out tomorrow. So that you have a counterpart to work with that's in class, that knows the material, knows what you're going through, and the two of you can, you know, hopefully support each other. And like I said, the partnering is going to rotate on a quarterly basis. So in 3 months, we'll rotate, or we may rotate sooner, but I'm planning on every 3 months. So you're also going to have a partner to bounce things off of. You may also have a best friend that you bounce things off of. And remember that sharing with somebody that knows exactly, you know, what the process is and what you're doing, it just can add a little bit of comfort. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about values. We're going to be supporting each other with this value process. I want to get it to a place that it's really nailed for you so that it's like, yep, here's my 10 values. This is me. This is who I am. So that then it's so strong, that foundation is so strong and so clear, not that they won't change over time or expand or contract, but right now that those values are so clear that we can move on to the next steps and it'll be much easier and much more comfortable for all of you. Okie dokie.
I have a question, Kim. This is Terry.
Uh-huh.
In the notes, I noticed that you asked that we send you an okay to that you can forward our information out, like our phone numbers, address, that type thing. What other information do you need, or do you need stuff from us, or do you have it? What you got there?
you know, that was all supposed to go out today, but it got a little hairy around here. So tomorrow, when I send you all this wonderful information, I will get that permission thing and any other information that I need, and then so that I can share whatever you feel comfortable in having me share, and I will also just have for my records contact information and all that for you. So I will take care of that in an email to all of you tomorrow, and I would just simply like to have it back, you know, by Monday or so. So thank you for asking. That was a good reminder.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, put yourselves on mute. Get comfortable. Take a drink of water. Take a big breath of air. Close your eyes. Take a moment while you're breathing to feel your body. And I'm going to start you off with breathing. There is a particular type of breathing that some of you know, and all of you will know in a moment. It's called an electrical breath. And it is about connecting the right and left hemispheres of your brain so that you have a whole brain experience and therefore a whole experience in your meditation and in your work. It's very simple. What you're going to do is you're going to put your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Breathe in through your nose if you can. Lay your tongue flat, open your mouth, and push the breath just a little bit. So it's a slow, easy breath. Here we go. Second electrical breath. Breathe in and out. And notice that you will become more into your body, more conscious, more focused with this breath. And the recommendation, of course, is that you do three breaths, three electrical breaths, to get yourself in your body and focused and to turn your brain on so that you are having great interaction. So with those breaths, now take another electrical breath. Go inside and say, hello, I love me. And your name, and really feel your vibration of truth within your body. Okay, deep breath. When I say deep breath, it's also electrical breath. I use them interchangeably. Deep breath, go inside, and you're going to ground. So grounding is opening up a beam of light from the base of your spine, from your first chakra, as wide as your hips for now, all the way down to the center of the earth. So here we go. Deep breath. We're going to say hello to Mother Earth, Mother of Water, and drop your grounding. Breathe it on down. Stay in your body. Breathe it on down. Let it go. Don't control it. Just allow it to be. And when that beam of light gets to the center of the earth, the heart of the mothers, there will be a gold nameplate with your name on it, either in English or some other language, or maybe it's your universal name. You will know it's yours. Allow that beam of light to wrap right around that nameplate. Now, we always want to be grounded in present time. So if you're, as you look down from your body and if your grounding is a little off to the left or right or front or back, just give it a little psychic tug. It will come in perfect present time with you. And don't worry if this all seems a little advanced. You'll catch it pretty quickly, and it is on the CD. Now, we are women, and whether you have your ovaries or not, you still have the energy of your ovaries. So from each ovary, again, you're going to take a deep breath, a deep electrical breath, and allow beams of gold light to drop down from each ovary right through the center of your grounding, all the way down, right to the center of the earth, and again, wrap around that nameplate. Okay, now, other end. So hello, Father Sky, Brother Sun, Sister Moon, grandmothers and grandfathers of all. Deep electrical breath and beam of light right off the top of your head all the way up through the universe to the center of our universe. Now stay in your body. Spirit will help you just carry that right on up. And where you connect in the center of our universe is also our Akashic Records. So know that you're connecting in with the source of your wisdom. Nice. Okay. As women, we hold our energy usually too tightly. So for the purpose of this class and this work, you want to have your energy field at a comfortable width so that you have plenty of room for healing, transformation, growth, wisdom, all those kinds of wonderful things, laughter, joy, happiness, and good health. So again, electrical breaths, and allow your energy field that is around your body to expand to a full 20 inches all the way around you. Now, if you want to know how long 20 inches is or how big, if you put your elbow to your side, hold your, extend your fingers straight out and hold your arm parallel to the floor from your elbow to the end of your middle finger is about 20 inches. Okay, some of you are still holding it tight in the front, so another deep electrical breath and just allow that energy to expand. Your body and your soul know how big your energy field, how big that is. There you go. Beautiful. Okay, we're going to get some protection around all of you. So the protection that we use in this class is called Certainty Blue. It's the color of bright sky blue on a really terrific day. And you're going to breathe it up from the center of the earth, up from the heart of the mothers first. So deep breath. Breathe it up, your grounding. It goes all the way around your aura, this wonderful 20 inches of energy space all the way around you, all the way up, and shoots right up your universal channel to the center of the universe. And now another deep electrical breath. Breathe that energy down and around you, right down to the center of the earth. And now let it expand so these two mixed energies are a full 12 inches, all the way around you, all the way up, all the way down. So you have body, 20 inches of personal space, and 12 full inches of protection. Now, ideally, you would have that 24/7. You can, when you have this set, you can walk through other people's space, they can walk through yours, somebody can sneeze in your space, it doesn't matter, you will be fine, you will stay clear, you will stay clean. It's a practice. It's like learning to ride a bicycle. So this is your practice every day to expand your energy, set your protection. And one more step, it's important that you own this space. So from the top of your head, your seventh chakra, right up there and where that soft spot is, or used to be, hopefully, you're going to allow four little gold cords to kind of go up to the four corners of the top of your aura about, again, 20 inches out from your head. Now, I know you're not square, so just work with me here. And again, from that place, from your seventh chakra, from your place of ownership, no, remember there's no time, no space, so just let those drop down now four gold cords to the bottom four corners of your aura. Beautiful. You have put yourself in the Trinity, in the perfect relationship between earth and self, the heart, and the universe. You are grounded. You are protected. You have owned your right to be here. Really cool. Now let's do a healing about these values. So, let's see, looking at all of you, all right, in your heart, in your fourth chakra, in that behind your thymus gland, right there in the center of your chest, this is your place of self-love. And sometimes we do not own our values or know our values because we're afraid, afraid of what other people will think, afraid that we won't be accepted, afraid of the responsibility. We're afraid. So using this connection that you have with the earth and the universe, we're going to help you release some of your fears, some of your resistance, some of whatever, so that you can own your values more clearly and comfortably and powerfully. So first of all, from the mothers of the earth, right through your up through the center of your grounding, allow yourself to breathe up the energy of unconditional love, which is pink. And it will come to you right into your heart. Just let it breathe it right up. It's going to come right into your heart, and it's going to start flowing outwards in all directions. Now, unconditional love always comes with other energies. It comes with gold, which is truth. And it comes with a little white light, because that has all the vibrations of healing. So you're going to see this wonderful pinky, golden, whitish, mixed, swirled, sparkly energy. Let it come up into your heart and flow out in any direction it wants. Now let's get support from the other side. So from the universe, right down your universal channel, right through the top of your head and right into your heart, let the same energy, it may look different, the same energy, the same vibration come down, fill your heart, and expand out in all directions. Breathe easy, breathe slowly, breathe gently. Now I'm going to say a few things that may be stuck in there. Don't worry about them if they are or they're not. We're giving permission to anything and everything that is not for your highest and best, in the light and only the light, to be released. So here we go. If there's any shame for anything that you've done in this lifetime or any other, when you were out of integrity with yourself, breathe it out. It no longer supports you. If there's any grief or sadness about any event, breathe that out. Let it go. Let spirit take it and transmute it and turn it into healing energy and use it where it is so much needed on this planet. If there's any resistance to being fully in your power, owning who you are, any resistance to being a woman or using woman's wisdom, if there's any resistance to your masculine energy, if there's any distrust in your masculine energy, if there's any distrust in your feminine energy, your female energy, breathe that all out. It doesn't serve you. It's not in present time. Let it go. Let spirit take it and heal it. If there's any fear of the responsibility of being in your power and your truth, if there are any past lives where you have been stoned to death, put on the rack, burned at the stake, or buried alive, or tortured in any way for being a bearer of light, a holder of truth, a knower, a wise woman. Let it all go. It's no longer yours to bear. If there is any place where you have blocked your psychic abilities, your intuitive abilities, your spiritual abilities, your connection with spirit, your connection with the earth, let all that go. Just breathe it out. You get to have all of those things. You get to be a wise woman. You get to be You get to stand in your power. You get to be joyful in every day. You get to own the fact that you are smart, wise, and funny, and brilliant, and sexy, and wonderful, and a great healer, and a great woman. if there is any part of your inner child and inner children that are scared of growing up and being with you in your values and in your power and in your wisdom and in your life, hug them, bless them, and turn them over to Spirit so that you can receive and your healing and walk your path and then bring them back home where it is safe. And they will be happy and they can grow up. If there's any place that you are tired because of the burdens that you carry, tired because of the work that you do, tired because so much is happening right now, bless that, release that, and let it go. Remember to breathe, stay in your heart. There you go. Good. One more. If there's any place that you are resistant to having fun, if there's any place where life is not a celebration for you each and every day, if there is a place where you forget to take care of yourself, to get the massage, to go for the walk, to have the ice cream cone, bless that, release it, let Spirit take it, and allow yourself to be filled with the light and the love and the strength and the power that is innately yours. One more nice deep breath. Breathe in all of this light and let it expand through you and go out the outer edges of your aura, carrying away whatever else is in your space, any pain, any suffering, anything that you are really ready to let go of right now. Okay. So another breath. Come back here. Be present. I have kept you extra long tonight, so we will not have a final check-in. But I love you all, and I am grateful. And if you have any questions, call me, and I will get an email out to you tomorrow. And have an absolutely amazing week. And remember, your job this week is to have fun. All right. I'll see you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.